Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program at 4 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock on this Saturday morning. Scott Udash with you as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour here today. Going to talk some golf, going to talk some track and field with you as well here on the Saturday morning show. So sit back and get ready to talk about and listen to some good conversation here today. As always, let's take a peek at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today. Not a whole lot as far as the high school front last night. As kind of a Friday off, if you will, for Good Friday, getting ready for the Easter weekend here. Taking a look at baseball from last night in the Big Ten, Iowa got a 10-inning victory on the road at Nebraska, 7-6, as the Hawkeyes get the victory in Big Ten play. Also last night in Midwest League play, Wisconsin in 10 innings beat Cedar Rapids 3-2 after a two-hour rain delay. Same two teams will go at it later on this evening, beginning at 5:05 over at Vet Stadium. Softball, Iowa continues to play well. They shut out Rutgers last night 2-0. You and I took two from Bradley, 1-0 and 5-0 last night as well. Latest girls soccer rankings are out in 3A. Ankeny Centennial number one, Iowa City West third, Kennedy is sixth with City High eighth, and Lindmar checks in at number 12. In Class 2A, it's North Scott number one, Clear Creek Amana is fifth, Xavier is 12th. 1A, Davenport Assumption number one, Regina is fourth, Center Point Urbana eighth, and Solon comes in at number nine. Indoor football last night, the Cedar Rapids Titans fell at Wichita Falls 81-52 in indoor football on a Friday. Now, coming up today, it'll be the Draxton Stiers co-ed invitational for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They're going to be hosting it up at Kingston Stadium, getting underway at 10:30. Among the teams on the boys' side, Jefferson, Marion, City High, as well as host Kennedy. Girls' side of things, Kennedy along with Jefferson, Prairie, Xavier, and Iowa City West and City High. Again, that's going over at Kingston Stadium today. Boys' soccer, Washington will be at the West Des Moines Valley Invitational this morning. Girls' soccer, City High is going to host Davenport North coming up at 12 noon today. Boys' tennis double duels going on. Kennedy and Washington up in Dubuque today. At 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock, taking on Hempstead and Senior. Lindmar is at the Pleasant Valley Invitational today. Girls tennis, Hempstead and Senior at Kennedy at 9 and 1. Dubuque Senior and Hempstead over at Wash at 9 and 1 today. And Lindmar is at the Muscatine Invitational today. Mentioned in baseball, Iowa and Nebraska game 2 of that series comes up tonight beginning at 6 o'clock. Dubuque and Co. will play a doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. Mount Mercy will host Benedictine. They've moved up the time to that game, that doubleheader, to 11 o'clock over at Sharpar Field at Xavier today. Kirkwood will be at Iowa Central for a doubleheader. Softball, Rutgers at Iowa, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Iowa State, a doubleheader. They'll host Oklahoma State beginning at noon today. And Bradley at UNI for Game 3 at 11. Also, it'll be Central at Cove for a doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. Cornell will host Monmouth at 12 noon in a doubleheader. Kirkwood will play a doubleheader at 1 o'clock against Iowa Lakes, and Mount Mercy on the road at Central Methodist for a doubleheader at 12 noon today as well. So a lot of college action going on today, a lot of the high schools, a few things going on. We mentioned the track meet up at Kingston Stadium, but not a huge weekend as far as high school events with the Easter weekend going on. We'll take a break, come back, and have the Coach's Corner for you. We'll do that coming up right after this here on KGYM.
You hear win-win a lot, but at the Westdale Used Car Superstore, I've got Denny Z on the phone to prove it.
With guaranteed credit approval and guaranteed at least $2,000 for your trade.
It ain't bragging when it's guaranteed.
On top of that, over 2,000 vehicles to choose from. Budget Boulevard bikes from $6,000, plus a huge selection under $10,000.
That's why the competition says you've got a factory connection.
A factory connection? I can't comment on that.
But the Westdale Used Car Superstore puts people in cars, saves them thousands.
We enjoy helping people with guaranteed credit approval.
And at least $2,000 guaranteed for a trade-in.
That's regardless of condition. It really is win-win at Westdale.
And with the McGrath family of dealerships.
For sure, the most trusted automotive name in Iowa.
Join the family at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue, Southwest and Cedar Rapids.
$2,000 for your trade financed through the Westdale Used Car Superstore. For details,
log on McGrathAuto.com, click special.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, you're a member owner, not a customer. Every other member owner has your back. For all the other ways DuPaco can color your financial future bright green, visit the financial home you own at dupaco.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. And right now, get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready for the job, ready with supplies, ready to get to work. During the Ready to Restock event at Lowe's, pro customers should get ready to save big with 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs and up to 30% on Johns Manville insulation when you buy in bulk. Plus, up to 25% on select Bosch 12-volt cordless power tools. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by location. Minimum purchase required for insulation discount. U.S. only.
9:10 here on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here. We've got baseball coming up at 11 o'clock today, as it'll be the Cardinals and the Yankees going at it. And then at 12:30, 107.5, I'll break away for Twins baseball, the Twins and the White Sox, game two of that series. And that will be coming up from Target Field this afternoon. And then that will be on 107.5 FM. NBA playoffs getting started tomorrow. Here on KGYM beginning at 1:30, and Cardinals-Yankees tomorrow night as well, and that comes up at 6 o'clock. Going to start things off talking Marion Boys Golf with head coach Dave Messerly here, and I heard you tell Coach Blue, 44 years you've been coaching golf at Marion?
44, it seems like less than that, because it's truthfully, it's been a lot of fun, and I keep doing it because, I don't know if it's not the best type of job that you can have, especially when you're retired from teaching. I have more time actually to spend out at the golf course, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great kids over the years, and they've made it fun for me. And this group that we have this year is a nice group of guys. So I enjoy doing it, and so I'm gonna keep doing it at least for this year and one or two beyond. So it's been fun for me.
Well, it's the plum job as far as high school athletics is concerned. Well, not quite as good as assistant golf coach.
That's exactly right. Assistant golf coach. Yeah. Normally those jobs don't pay quite as much as the head job, but no, it's fun. And over the years I've tried to be a coach, and sometimes people look at the golf coach as being a highly paid van driver, but you can't do that. Things have changed a lot. They do allow us to do more coaching than we ever were before. For many years, you couldn't talk to the kids on the course, and now you can talk to them and help them and do anything until they get to the green.
Yep.
And then you're through talking to them until they leave the green and head to the next tee. So there is more advice you can give to them. I don't know if a lot of the kids are nervous when the coach is around, so you have to understand which kids those are and stay away from them. And the other kids, you can give a little advice, but it's pretty difficult for me to go out and say, okay, I think you should hit an 8-iron from here or a wedge. There's a lot of things, little things like maybe punch it out or do something like that, as far as not trying to get a big score. Those are things that I could help with. I had one young man that I wasn't out on the golf course, and he had a humongous score on a hole. And if I had been there, which I wasn't, I could have saved him a lot of strokes. But those are things that have actually made it more fun for a coach, too, because you can go out and encourage your kids more and help them, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think that has been the best move as far as boys' golf, girls' golf has been concerned over the years, is letting you guys go out and help, because you were the one sport you couldn't coach, basically. Yeah.
Exactly, and I think they always are worried about pace of play. Well, I don't think that any of the coaches have slowed things down. You don't want to slow things down. These kids are they're out there. They're not going to stand there and talk to you for 5 minutes. And maybe everybody thought that some of the schools would be hiring golf pros. I don't think so. You know, that's not going to happen either. So the move that they have made has been a good one.
Yeah, it really has been. And I think it's a group that benefits from you being out on the course and others, because you got a young group. I think only one senior right now.
Right. I have one senior, and that's Trey Clifton. He's been with us for 4 years, and Trey is really doing a nice job for us this year. He's got a tremendous attitude. He realizes that this is his last year, and he's not going on to play college golf, so he's going to try to enjoy it and relax a little bit. And that word relax is big, because, as you say, some of these younger kids, my kids in particular, I guess I look at a lot of times the Pribble tournament, and we don't have a lot of kids from Marion that are in that, and part of it is because they're active in other sports, and maybe they're finishing up baseball or starting football in the fall, so they don't get involved in the Pribble or some of those things. So their experience under pressure is limited. And so that's sometimes where I, as a coach, can maybe go out there and calm them down a little bit and help them understand that if you swing the club a little slower, you might be a little bit more accurate. So you're right. The youth of our team shows at times. We have situations where I had a kid the other night shoot a 40 over Terre Hills, and he had a triple. A couple of other kids, they shoot 44s, and they have two doubles and a triple. And then you wonder, geez, all we have to do is limit one or two strokes a hole where they just sort of lost it, and your score is right there down 40. But those are things that experience helps, and also maybe a little guidance of keeping their composure and how to do it really do help, and that's what I'm there for.
Yeah, and certainly Trey helping out as far as leadership is concerned. How about this team so far? Who are the guys that are out there most of the time for the varsity? It's in the early part of the season anyway.
Right. So far we've had about 9 kids play varsity meets. A couple kids played in a tournament when a couple other kids weren't able to be there. But right now our top 6 or 7 kids are Trey Clifton. As I said, he's a senior. We have Jacob Lang, a young man who's been with us. He's a junior, and he's been doing a really good job. He plays football and just a nice young man. We have sophomore Mark Horcher has been our number 3 man, and he gained some experience last year. And our 4th man has been a couple guys, Logan Heiler. He's a young man, hardly says a word out there. He weighs about 105 pounds, but he's doing a real nice job. He's a sophomore. We have Mark Waters, a junior, that has done a nice job for us so far. We have a freshman, Dane Karstensen, who really, he's probably the most talkative young man on our team, but he really has improved, and his attitude has been, hey, just let me out there and let me get better. And he's a freshman. He's done a real nice job for us. We have a couple other kids. We have Austin Preer, a sophomore, first time he's been out. He's left-handed, so he's got a few problems in that respect. But he's doing a nice job for us. We have Owen Eichhorn, another sophomore that's done a good job. Another freshman, Brennan Urkel, that's just sort of getting to learn the game of golf. And some other young men that we have on the team, Jacob Burheitz, a junior, Dylan Bourgeois is a junior, Nick Dunkel's a junior, and Colin Gorgon is a junior. And that's our team. So we're going to probably solidify the team with 6 guys here shortly and see where that takes us.
Well, and it's still early in the going, too. You've had 3 meets. Mm-hmm. Things start to pick up, though, now. Once you get to about the 3rd week of the season anyway, you got a couple next week, I know.
Right. With this next week, we have a quad over at Gardner on Monday with Williamsburg, Clear Creek, Amana, and Vinton. And then on Tuesday, we travel to DeWitt for a big invitational. That's a good place for us to go this year because our super meet is over at DeWitt also. So we'll be there twice. It's a tough course. It's Springbrook Country Club in DeWitt, and it has 18 holes, and it's challenging. So I'm glad that we can get our kids on there before we get to the super meet.
Yeah, that'll help certainly, and get them out there and getting acclimated to the course a little bit. And the early part of the season, anyway, I know you always go up to Edgewood, Colesburg for that Saturday, and that's a nice little tournament they put on.
It sure is. Don Zeezer does a great job up there at Edgewood, and this year we got third. We had two kids. Trey wasn't there, and neither was Mark Horcher. They had. Trey is going to go to Iowa State to go to school, and he was at a fraternity, or he was at a college visit. So we finished third, but at the same time, East Buchanan, who's a defending state champ at, I think, Class 1A,
I think so.
They have a very good team, and they won the meet, and then Edgewood got second, we got third. So I wasn't disappointed. Gave a couple kids that haven't had much experience, a chance to play in a tournament. And the course we play is called Lone Pine, and it's not a lone pine. It used to be a long time ago when they first gave it the name. It's full of pines, let's put it that way. And that's so it makes it a challenging course, but it's a nice course and a nice tournament.
Yeah, it really is. And then you're going to get things shifted into high gear a little bit, and you're going to see the same haunts, if you will. You'll go over to Maquoketa again, and South Tama, Monticello.
Right.
Seemingly, you're there every year.
Yeah, and those are good tournaments for us because we get to see good competition. We see a lot of our own conference in these tournaments. At Maquoketa the following week, we're going to be there. And again, we're going to have our sectionals at Maquoketa. So we'll be there. We have our 9-hole divisional meet at South Tama, and we're going to be there in their South Tama Invitational. We dropped out of the Washington Invitational because of prom, and I've never had that happen before until last year. Boys normally just get out of the van on prom day and wash their hair and head to the prom. But this group last year needed to be there sooner. So it was unfortunate we had drop out. But the South Tama tournament's always a good one. It has some good competition. Grinnell is there, and Waterloo Columbus is there. So we'll get a good challenge. And we're looking forward to those. And at that time, the 18-hole meets at this time in the year, you're trying to get your kids in shape, and a lot of people say golfers need to be in shape. Well, yeah, they definitely do. If you've been carrying a 40-pound bag around and uphill and downhill, and you're playing 18 holes, if you're not in shape, you're not going to be golfing very good, because obviously the first thing that goes are the legs. So most of our 18-hole tournaments are coming up, and so we're trying to get some of our kids to play 18 holes in practice. And that'll help them, and hopefully this weekend, some of the kids will be able to get out and play some more. So it's exciting because you never know, especially with our kids. They're going to do a lot of improvement in this next few weeks because they haven't been playing a lot over the winter, and now they're going to start getting into their game, get a little bit more confidence, and sort of groove the swing a little bit.
Yep, and help out that way. And, of course, the WOMAC has always been known for great golf up and down for many, many years. And I'm sure it's the same way again this year. Some very good individuals and some good teams.
Well, I'm one of the few coaches who keeps stats and looks at stats because I have time to do it. But I was writing down some of the names of some of the teams that I felt were going to be very good, and I came up with 7 from the WOMAC who are going to be very good, and not just the ones that would be good. And we've got Williamsburg, who right now has 4 seniors on their team, and their number one man just the other day shot 66 at their home course. And if you can do that,
You're doing something.
You're doing a lot of good stuff. He's had a great year so far, and they had a nice article in the paper about him, and they're going to be tough. Around here, Benton Community has a very good team. We've played them once, and they have two or three or four kids that can be in the 30s, and I think Landon Pace is their number one golfer. He's done a great job. And then you look at Mount Vernon's got a good group again. West Delaware's got some good players. DeWitt's got some good players. I'm going to miss some, but Dyersville, Beckman has some good players. So it's going to be very, very competitive again. And I like what our conference does. They have divisional meets, and then we have a super meet. And the super meet brings everybody all. It'll be, I think we're going down to 14 teams, but right now it's 15-team division and or super meet, and that's exciting. And you always get to see where you're at and a lot of good golfers. So we'll be well represented in the state tournament without a doubt.
Yeah, and definitely will be. And what about the what does this team do well? They hit the everybody hits it longer than we do nowadays. Well, but seemingly, but what are they doing well here in the early part?
Well, it's interesting. I think we've spent a lot of time on chipping and putting, and so I think our chipping's doing pretty good, but. We go out on the range, and obviously you have to keep the ball in play off the tee, and it seems like a lot of my kids, when I'm watching them on the range, my gosh, they're hitting the ball further than I ever hit it, and they're just the beginners, you know, but they're hitting the drive pretty good, and I think our chipping is getting a lot better. I think putting is something that a lot of these young men really have to spend alone time on, get out there on their own and spend it. But they're also being very willing to learn and to take advice on how to slow themselves down and how to calm themselves down a little bit. Those are things that most of us don't learn until we're too old to have it help us. And if I can help these kids understand that the speed of their play and they're controlling their emotions is going to help them, that's what they're doing. And so they're listening, and that's nice to hear.
Yeah, and helping out, certainly. Mm-hmm. And should mention as well, is Pete helping you this
year?
Yeah,
I'd like to give a shout-out to Pete. He does a great job. He comes in and works with the kids, and I always have him work with their short game because he's, in my opinion, he's got a better short game than I do, and he knows what he's doing around the green most of the time. So he really, really does a nice job for us, and I'm appreciative to him. I also want to give a shout out to Dave Rowe out at Gardner. He and his people in the clubhouse really are very supportive high school golf, and they are doing whatever they can to help us out. And I know it's things have changed over the years. When I first started, there were about six teams that were out at Gardner, yeah, which was amazing that we got it all figured out. And now we have three teams. We have the Wash Girls with Denny Gettle and Steve Penny, and the Marion Girls with Abby Winnekamp. We all work very well together, and we seem to get the kids out on the course or on the practice range. The practice range and the chipping green and the putting green, those three things have really helped make things very good out at Gardner. So those are positive things happening out at Gardner. And I also want to thank my AD, Corby Lauby, for the schedule and for allowing us to get out and go whenever we want to as far as sometimes we have an 18-hole meet, and he's willing to let us out in time to get warmed up, which is awful important in golf. So, but anyhow, it's been good, and I appreciate what Pete does for us as an assistant.
Yeah, and we were talking about it before we got started here this morning. What a terrific year it's been at Marion. Just a great vibe around the school, and a lot of success in a lot of the different sports, and boy, it makes the year a lot more enjoyable, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Kids get fired up. We've got all our extracurriculars, the band and the drama and the music of all kinds are doing a really good job. And, of course, I had the chance to volunteer with football, and that was fun. That was a great year, and I'm looking forward to the next year. Coach Lovell is doing a great job. And I also volunteered with the girls' basketball, and that was heartbreaking, but we're going to be back. And then Corby does
a
tremendous
job.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so. And there's other things going on. We've got a lot of young kids, eighth graders coming in next year that there's good vibes about. And track team is doing really, really well right now. And so it's a good place to be right now. Marion is really up and going, and I'm happy to have been a part of the teaching staff in the past, and I'm still trying to stay involved with the coaching, and it's a lot of fun.
Do you still do substitute teaching?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, so you're still in the building at
time. I am, and that's fun too, because the kids are very polite, and they treat me very nicely, and the teachers are very comfortable with me showing up, and it works out real well. I maybe do it once a week or once every 2 weeks, just enough to have a little extra spending money. So
to golf,
yes, to golf. So it's been good. And again, I can't say enough about Marion High School and Marion School District. It's been super, super great to our family, and I'm still trying to pay back, so to speak.
Yeah, and a lot of good things happening, and you got Monday and Tuesday, so you got a big couple days coming up next week, and then about two or three meets the rest of the season.
Right, and we haven't the weather for a change has it hadn't been perfect, but it's been tolerable on the course, and we always look at the rest of the season as the weather's now going to be in the 60s, and you can play with wind. It's just the cold and rain that sometimes just disgusts you. So we hope that most of the cold is gone and everything else is going to is on the up and up.
Hope so, anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, for a change, yeah.
All right, well, hey, always good talking with you, Dave.
Well, it's our privilege to come here, and you guys do such a great job. I know probably when I listen to you on at 3 o'clock a lot of days, and bowling in a...
You want to get involved in bowling, don't you?
No, I do, but I don't. I enjoy listening to it, but you guys do just such a great job for high school athletics in this area, and just keep up the great work. We're really appreciative of that.
Well,
and
appreciate
thank you
that.
For having us on.
You bet. Thanks for stopping by. We'll take a break, come back, and have more on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
Hey, Golic, big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny, pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage, T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Available at Menards.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, no. It's a super morning.
Jerry is excited for April 22nd Super Saturday at Advance Auto Parts. For one day only, Speed Perks members, like Jerry, get double rewards on purchases.
It's like it's my birthday.
Double rewards, April 22nd, but only for Speed Perks members. Text SUPER to 78260 for $5 off your next $20 purchase and to find your nearest Advance Auto Parts or participating CarQuest store. Message and data rates may apply. Redemption rules apply. In store only. See store for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Three things business owners can count on from LegalZoom. Number one, reliability. Over a million business owners have trusted LegalZoom for incorporation, LLCs, DBAs, and more. Number two, legal advice. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but they have built a network of independent attorneys to provide the legal advice your business needs. And three, no surprises. You get upfront pricing and a satisfaction guarantee. Go to LegalZoom.com today, and for special savings, enter Mike at checkout. Again, LegalZoom.com, enter Mike at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
9:34, Saturday morning, Coach's Corner. We've got baseball coming up at 11 o'clock. It'll be the Cardinals and the Yankees. And then 107.5 FM will break away at 12:30 for baseball as well with the White Sox and the Twins. Game two of that series coming up from Target Field in Minneapolis. We go from golf to track and field here on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner program. Mo Blue joining us, the head track and field coach for the Washington Warriors, as they enjoy a Saturday off, bit of a Saturday off. You give them the whole day off?
We actually gave them Friday and Saturday. We didn't have school yesterday,
right.
So with the holiday weekend, and it's a good chance before we hit the grind. Next week's going to be a little bit of a grind, so it was probably not bad timing.
Just recharge the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we're at as a team. We just need to get our focus right now. We did all right up in Dubuque. We had the Mustang Relays up at Dubuque Hempstead's meet on Thursday. There was a lot of good things that happened, but we had a couple boneheaded things that happened. So, and it's just a matter of focus. So, we gave them a couple of days off to get refocused, so to speak.
Yeah, and that's a good meet. I mean,
oh yeah, it was a very good meet. Cedar Falls was up there. Western Dubuque. Western Dubuque.
They're going to be a big help to the MVC.
Helps one way of putting it. I mean, they're good. They have a bunch of guys on their team that look the part. And, if you go to a college meet, there's just the look of a track guy. We got a bunch of athletes, football players, basketball players. We don't have like true track guys, but they got some like just track is what they do, and they're good. They're really good right now, and their coaching staff. The two coaches that I know, they're just great guys, and they know what they're doing. And so, when they joined the MVC, I believe it's 2018.
Yep.
We're going to have our hands full. We're all going to have our hands full because they're good and they know what they're doing. And I think it's going to be like that in a lot of different sports. Dangerous.
It'll be fun. And, it's a good time to maybe give a couple days off because you're probably with the indoor season and the outdoor season, you're probably pretty close to about the halfway point right now.
Yep. We're about halfway through. Next week's a little bit of a grind. We go Tuesday, Thursday. So we only have, Monday to get ready for Tuesday's meet, Wednesday to get ready for Thursday's meet, then we get a little time off, then obviously the following week's Drake week, so there's not a whole lot going on that week. But, this is probably the last chance for some time off before, you hit the grind of the end of the season. So
yeah, and try to get people as many as you can get in to Drake coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Drake's good. We've had some good times and some not so good times down there. But it's not the end all to be all. It's nice for like if you have a thrower to get down to get qualified for Drake because when the state meet rolls around, you're throwing in the same rings and it's not so overwhelming. If you can make it through the Drake relays with the stadium packed, you'll make it through the state meet with the stadium packed. So, it's good for that, getting ready for a state meet. But outside of that, it's like the cherry on top of the sundae. It's not 100% necessary, but it is pretty cool to have.
And I know you got some going down already, so
yeah,
that's good.
I think right now we're sitting pretty good in the 4x1 and the 4x2. We're going to try and get our 1600 medley. We're going to give that a run on Tuesday up at Waterloo. Then we're still trying to get Drew Dostal qualified in the 100, and his times are coming down. He needs to have a pretty big drop to get in. Then our shuttle hurdle got into the mix on Friday. So right now, you know, we're just getting healthy again right now. We got Brady Button back for the first time this year, and he's a key. We need him for those relays, and having him back helps. We dropped a little more time in our 4x1, but not quite where we want it right now. Right, it's funny. Right now, it's like it's only the one reason for having the last couple of days off that was good was a mental break, because we got two seniors with Trey Leonard and Drew Dostal, who were on our 4x1 and 4x2s last year, our 4x1 that set our school record. I mean, and they're like, we got to go. It's like, guys, relax. We're fine. We got two new guys in it with those two. So, I mean, I'm glad that they want to do well. But, you know, sometimes as coaches, especially in track, we got to play the head game with them and get them to relax, because, you know, when you're pressing, you don't run very fast. They're just like, when you're golfing, if you're trying to hit the ball 500 feet or whatever, feet or yards, whatever it goes into, I don't know. But
you're not a golfer.
I'm not. If you see me play, you know I'm not a golfer. There's a lot of people that can attest to that. But when you're trying to force that thing, it's not going to come. You know, it's not going to. You're not going to get what you want out of it. It's going to go right. It's going to go left. And same thing in track, you know, especially for a sprinter. If you're going to press, you can't stay loose. If you can't stay loose, it's hard to go fast. So it's just. You know, you want them ramped up, you know, mentally, but physically with the ability to stay loose, yep. You know, so. And we're just working on that. And last year we started coming around. We're notorious. We start coming around right around Drake. Not that I'm expecting anything huge at Drake. I mean, Drake will be what it is. But I'm more worried about conference, state qualifying, and state. And I think by the time those meets roll around, we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. And you mentioned shuttle hurdle, of course, added this year. And
we actually, it was the 800 medley that got added this year. Yeah, but that's the new one.
That's been, everyone who I've talked to said that's been terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. It's good for us because, I mean, we've always been so sprint heavy. Oh, another event for that? Okay, we're good. we really haven't run that hard yet. Just because this timing, it's not a Drake event, and we're still trying to figure out what we are. But you know, once, like I was saying before, once we get down to conference and state qualifying, we're gonna run it. That's, I think, something we can do well in. We're just waiting to put the pieces together for that. So,
You mentioned some of the guys that have been kind of front and center with Trey Leonard and Drew Dostal and people like that, and Gary Ault and the field events, and you know, guys that we've heard on the football field and other places, and good to have them on the track as well out there performing.
I'm spoiled. I get to be around them all fall. Then a lot of those guys filter into track, which it's awesome. I love being around those guys. As sometimes we get annoyed with each other because we're around each other a lot. But I mean, those guys are seniors. We're obviously going to miss next year. Then another senior that's actually, he's having a really good senior year so far is Sam McDermott. He's a distance guy for us. Goes anywhere from the 8 to the 32. But he's been a pretty good leader with that segment group, and he's a little dinged up right now, but I think we got him qualified himself in the 32. We're still trying to get our 4x8 in, but you know, we're gonna have to probably wait till next Thursday to get that in. But yeah, he's done a great job. Then Billy Faulkner's throwing the disc, and he's getting better. I mean, we got all our kids they're doing a very good job. I mean, they keep progressing. Everybody's going the right direction. We just, you know, they get impatient and want to be there right now instead of just working the process. And, you know, sometimes you got to be patient. Then we got some younger guys that are coming along. Ross Snicker, he was moved up. His sophomore kid was moved up to varsity basketball. But he's coming along. I mean, he's, I think last year he was running like 57, 58 second 400s. And I mean, he's going to be down in the low 50s soon. Just, and he's a tough kid. He's a competitor. So, I mean, we got
some. He's a snicker.
He's a snicker. Yeah. I mean, he's not his brother, but he is his brother. You know what I mean? When you got siblings, you know, you don't want to compare one to the other because they're just different guys. But he's got that. He's got that. What Reed had, Ross has that, just that competitiveness. And like I was saying about Brady Bunton, you know, getting him back. He was on the verge last year. He was an alternate at Draken State. Just wasn't quite there because we were pretty good last year. But we knew he'd be a guy that could come in. And he had a little bit of a quad issue the early part of the season. So he's back. He ran for the first time on Thursday night and ran well. He wanted to run better, but, you know, sometimes you got to be the realist with him. You miss some time. It's going to take a little bit. Then we're waiting. You know, we got Haven Henningsen's has a little bit of a hamstring. So once he gets back. Right now, I think we got our 4x1 set. We got to get our 4x2 set. And then we'll be good. We just need guys to get healthy. And, you know, we had a lot of guys, we had a lot of stuff to replace from last year with graduation. But with the one thing those seniors did last year that our current seniors and juniors were able to see was how hard they competed at the state meet. They did it the right way. And it's hard to say we broke three school records at the state meet last year and won nothing. Now, that's a testament to the people you're competing against.
Absolutely.
Like the 4x1 destroyed our school record. I mean, we didn't beat it. We destroyed it. But we got second. You know, Prairie had that Rima kid at the back end of their relay. So we knew we had to go into that race with a 12-meter lead. We had a 9-meter lead going into the last leg, and it wasn't enough. But it wasn't a lack of effort. Then our shuttle hurdle. They smashed our school record. We got fourth. You know, that happens. And Isaiah Nimmers in the 400 lows smashes our school record and gets second. So they kind of felt like they were a little, you know, snake bitten last year. But, you know, we talked to them on Thursday about this. I mean, you know, our coaching staff, and they know this, and the kids know it. We're never going to get mad if we lose. If you get beat by someone that's better, we'll always live with that. But, you know, getting beat when you're not, you know, we're never going to accept, you know, if you get beat because you didn't perform at your best, whatever that may be, that's the only thing we get on them about. You know, winning and losing, getting on a kid for not winning a race or this, that, or that, I think is a little ridiculous. It's if they're at their best, they're at their best. And that's what we're trying to stress to them now. Just make sure, be at your best when you need to, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about the fact that the track right now is really good around here.
Yeah.
I mean, Prairie won the state championship last year. Uh-huh. You guys were strong. Kennedy was terrific. Linmar was terrific. Cedar Falls, Iowa City West. I mean, you can just go up and down the line. Same this year too.
It's not a lot. It's not a whole lot different. I mean, there's, you know, now you bring in Western Dubuque into the fold. Then you got, like you said, you got Iowa City West. You got Kennedy. You got Linmar. Prairie. I mean, there's not a whole lot of bad track. Just in the corridor area.
Yeah, we haven't got over Waukee or Valley.
Yeah, let's not even talk about the west side of the state. Just on the east side, it's just so competitive. And, you know, in Cedar Falls, I mean, there's just so many good teams. And there's a lot of good athletes for sure, but there's a whole lot of good coaches too that do a really good job. If you just look at the metro area, with all, you know, I know the boys' side better than I do the girls' side, but just, you know, how competitive the staffs are, you know, with each other. You know, we give each other a hard time every once in a while, but, you know, Chris Busing over, you know, Jeff, he's not really a track guy, but I've worked with Chris. Chris is a competitive guy. He'll get it going. Then Coach Pack over at Kennedy, Pack might be the most competitive human being I've ever met. I mean, he wants to compete at everything. I mean, in terms of, I remember I've sat with him at the Drake Relays and making bets on timing, hand timing versus the automatic times. I mean, he just likes to compete at everything, and you can tell that permeates to his team. Then, you know, Linmar staff, they're all competitive from top to bottom, every aspect, you know, throws, sprints, hurdles, distance. I mean, they're all competitive, and I think, you know, our staff is pretty competitive, and, you know, and Xavier, I mean, Coach Romano, he's competitive. I mean, so we got a bunch of, when you got a bunch of competitive coaches, it's going to lead to competitive teams, which is going to lead to good track and field just in general. So
yeah,
it's pretty fun.
Who is on your staff again?
Same staff we had last year. We got Will Hart, who's, we've been together, I can't even remember how many years it is anymore. It's probably about 15, 16 years. He coaches our distance, and he's doing a great job with it. It's kind of cool because he every year he's just trying stuff. I mean, he just wants to, always looking to get better, always looking to get better. And I think he's found some formulas that he's liking, the kids are responding to, and it just, the way he goes about doing his business is, you know, it's awesome to be around. He does a great job. He's so helpful. Mm-hmm. So helpful. I probably need to throw a little bit more on his plate in terms of helping out with the clerical stuff, but he's got his hands full dealing with his class schedule and his kids, so I can take that. Then we have Jason Wood. He came on staff last year. He coaches our hurdlers, and he kind of took a hit. We had a young man, Rudy Eckhart, who was on our shuttle last year, who blew his ACL during football. So we haven't had him all year, and he's done a really good job of getting some pieces together now, you know, from a hurdle standpoint, and we're starting to see the get the benefits of that. Then with the throws, we got two guys. We got two former Warriors with Blake Rowland and Jordan Young worked with our throwers. And, you know, Blake, I love Blake because he seems pretty quiet, but he does a great job of what I like to call, he talks thrower. Mm. He doesn't get all technical. Oh, you got to do this. It's like, hey, just pop your hip. Just do this. I mean, and the kids respond fairly well to it. So he does a good job. Then Jordan helps him out just as a second set of eyes. So, and then I work with the sprinter. So, I mean, it's a good group of guys to be around.
It is. And some good throwers too. Guys we know, we've heard of as well, Gary Ald and Nolan Potter and Andrew Todd and Billy Faulkner and people like that. So
yeah, you know, and they're continuing to get better. You know, they're PRing. I think Nolan had about a 15-foot PR the other night in the disc, and he's not really a disc guy, but he's getting better at it. With the distance, I think he went 133 and some change. And he has that potential. It's just putting it all together that gets a little, you know, where the hard part is, you know, making sure, you know, you got the arm angle right, you got your chest up, or, you sweep on the turn in the disc, you know. So there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And I think people think throwing a shot or throwing a disc is just a matter of, hey, just get out there and throw it.
No, no.
There's about 150 things that can go wrong from start to finish that'll affect, you know, greatly affect what happens with either of those implements once they hit the air. So, it's not as easy as it looks.
No.
Just like, I love how people think, oh, all you got to do is run in track. Well, it's pretty hard to run fast. And, I mean, it's, there's a little coordination that goes into it. But
true, yeah, very yeah. True. And meets coming up. You mentioned you got a busy week Tuesday and Thursday. So yeah. Where are you going Tuesday and Thursday?
Tuesday we'll be up in Waterloo for the Wahawk Relays. 16 teams. I mean, we get some teams from the western side of the state. I think Ames is there, and I want to say either Waukee or Johnston. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, I don't usually get into who's at a meet, because I'm more worried about what we're going to do. Western Dubuque will be there. I was like, we can't get away from Western Dubuque. I think we've seen them like four or five times already this year. But which is good, though. I mean, you want that competition. Then so we'll be at Waterloo on Tuesday. Then on Thursday we go back up to Dubuque for the Tri-State Dubuque Seniors meet the Tri-State Relays, and I think that's that might be 16 teams.
Might see like Wisconsin teams.
Not anymore.
Oh,
not
really?
Like
no Wisconsin
that's how, that's
teams.
How, yeah, that's how it got its name. But it used to. They used to bring teams from Wisconsin and
right.
Illinois, but they not anymore.
That's too bad.
No, but we get to see some people we haven't seen, like Cascades there, you know, some smaller schools that we don't get to see a whole lot. But, you know, they can sometimes add something to a meet that you see something you weren't expecting, and, you know, you get a little more competition than you were anticipating, but it can help you. So,
yeah, yeah. And then your qualifying assignments are out, and you go back to Dubuque.
We love Dubuque, and actually the facility up there is awesome.
Oh, it's terrific.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a fast track. You know, just the seat, everything about it's they did it right when they did it when they put Dozell together with the field turf and the new track. I mean, they did it the right way. So it's a great place to be. Our kids are excited about it because we get to go up there twice before state qualifying. So getting the feel for, you know, everything, I think, is always a good thing, especially with it, you know, how important state qualifying is, and you don't get to go to state without it. So it's good to feel comfortable at the facility and know what you're getting into.
Well, no matter where they were going to send you, it was going to be tough competition. I mean, they kind of broke it up a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, this is – you know, usually it seems like Wash always gets sent to the hardest one. The hardest one you could think of, that's where we're going.
Yeah, what'd you do to somebody?
Bill.
Yeah,
Bill,
I was going to say, what'd Bill do? yeah. Let's blame this on Pinckney.
That's an off-the-air. That's an off-the-air thing. But this year, the Iowa City qualifier is not – that's not a cakewalk.
No.
I thought this is the first year they've actually separated us from Jefferson and Kennedy. So usually the three of us are together, you know, so forth and so on. But this year is the first time we haven't been with them since we've been in districts or state, you know, regional assignments, whatever, you know, however you want to call it. But this is the first time we've been separated from them. So, and they didn't do us any favor separating us from them. So, but you know, it'll be good. You know, the good thing is, you know, even if you can't, when you're in a tough qualifying site, even if you can't get in that top two, if the top two are really fast, they're going to bring you along. So, it is what it is. We can't change it. So we're just going to enjoy it and say, let's go.
Yep. Embrace it.
Embrace it. Yeah. The more you fight it, the more agitated you're probably going to get. So.
Well, and before we let you go, got to talk a little football. Congratulations on getting the head job at Washington.
Oh,
and,
thanks.
I know it's it brings about a lot of pride. A lot of things you got to do, though. They got to take care of, and you got staff together. And then there's about a million details each day.
Yeah, it's been the last about 5-6 weeks. It's been 7-day work weeks for me. So, but yeah, it was fun. The day it got announced, it was crazy because not that I'm a popular person or anything, but my phone would not stop. It was like to the point, like you answer a text, you got another one, you answer one, you got emails, people calling. So it was a little overwhelming. Appreciated, you know, did, you know, so many well-wishers and whatnot. And, you know, now that's all over. Now it's like the work part of it. You know, got to finish putting the staff together. And we've met somewhat, you know, just trying to get the X's and O part of it down, get the staff together. There's just a lot of stuff right now. I'm in the midst of dealing with equipment and getting stuff ordered and, you know, uniform this and, you know, you're filling that. And yeah, it's fun, but I can't wait for school to be over.
And then get into the summer season, the 7-on-7s and whatnot.
You know, go from 12 to 13-hour days. Then, you know, once the summer hits, then we can just go to 8 hours.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're saving time.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And, obviously same schedules last year. And I know people are, a few people have September 14th maybe circled a little bit. It'll be a fun night.
What's that? What happened that night?
I think it's Lindmar game.
What's special about what's happening with that one?
I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, with Coach James being older. No.
But it'll be fun. It'll
be weird, I'll tell you.
Yes,
that.
It will be.
It'll be a little strange seeing him wearing red and black. I've seen him a few times, and I saw when he was helping Chris with basketball. He came in one time in black and red, and I said, huh, really? Really, you're going to come here wearing that? But no.
And he probably gave it right back at you.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course, but no, I mean, he's going to do a good job there. It's not an overnight deal, and nothing is, you know, when especially starting where they're starting from, but he'll do a good job, and I know we're kind of in the same place right now. He's trying to get his staff solidified. I'm trying to get ours solidified, and he took his vacation. Him and Karen went down to Florida for a while. So, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I think he's back. It's been a while, but he'll get it changed. He'll get it turned around over there.
Yeah. So. And the cupboard's not bare for you guys. I mean, you got talent.
No,
again.
The cupboard is not bare. But you know, being the defensive coordinator that I was, I can't look at the positive. I'm just looking at, okay, we're short here. But we got some good kids coming back. You know, we got two Division I offensive tackles. I mean, not they could be.
It's a good starting point.
You know, we got two guys that have been offered at our offensive tackles, and we got another guard coming back that played a lot, Ethan Trout. Then we got our centers back, and we got to find another guard. But this time of year, everybody's looking for somebody. You know, defensively, you know, we lost a first-team All-Stater off of every level of our defense. So, I mean, there's opportunities to be had. And, you know, right now it's a lot of, you know, letting kids know there's competition. No one's guaranteed anything. I mean, I'm one of those guys, I don't care if you started – all 12 games last year, your job can be given to somebody else if you know, no one's safe right now. But the kids are doing a good job of, you know, they got to do a lot on their own because we can't coach them right now. We can't do anything with them other than we're in the weight room, you know, when they're in performance PE. And outside of that, if they do any throwing and catching or get together as an offensive line group, they do that on their own, and we got to be hands off. So, and I know they're doing those things. I don't know when they do them, but I know they do them. So
yeah, and which is good.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah,
helping that out. And I know you were over at Iowa State with Coach Campbell about a week ago, and you got a lot of guys going over there now.
We're
going to
have four guys.
Yeah,
we'll have four guys down there next year with Landon Akers and Julian Good Jones. They're both down there. Then Orion will be down there. Then Gary Ault is he just found out they changed the rules. He's walking on, but he's a preferred walk on.
Right.
So they changed the rules. Now preferred walk ons can now go in the summer.
Mm.
So he's actually going down this summer in June to start. He'll be with all the scholarship guys. So that's kind of cool. It's that staff down there. I tell you what, they got something going down there. I'm not sure how long it'll be before anybody sees it, but I was down there about 4 years ago and watched spring practice, and just down there 2 weeks ago. It's different. I talked to Coach Veit, their linebackers coach, and he recruits our area. I asked him, I said, do you got anybody on your staff that's not, you know, high energy? I mean, the offense hit about a 60-yard pass on the defense, and I was standing on the offensive sideline, and they just went crazy. One of the assistants started running on the field, fell on his face, and did a head roll. His headset blew up. I was like, hey, you know this is practice, right?
but you got to do, though.
Yeah. I mean, and it is high energy from start to finish, and they got something special going down there. You know, how long it is before you know, their work gets shown. Who knows? It could be next year. It could be in 2 years. Yeah. But they're gonna get it turned around.
Yep, doing a good job. And I know that It's not going to be long before Orion's in that lineup. So, and Julian's already in that lineup. So,
yeah, that's where I remember I asked the question, how big do you want him? He's like, keep him at 235. It's like, okay. You don't want him bigger? Nope. He's like, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
He's going to do fine.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay down there. And I think Gary has a good opportunity down there. And then, obviously, Julian. He started all last year, and they got him kicked. They were able to kick him back inside to center now. So,
okay.
Then watching Landon Akers had a pretty good scrimmage when I was down there, and he looked good. It's always kind of nice. It's cool when you see guys doing it the same way they did it when you had them at a higher level.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like wow. You were pretty good. You were good back then. You're still pretty good. So,
Not too bad.
That's pretty fun.
All right. Well, thanks, Mo. Appreciate it. Yep. And best of luck to the rest of the track season.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for everything you do for high school athletics in this area.
Appreciate it. All right. That's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. And we'll get you back to ESPN programming right now here on KGYM. Have a great weekend.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.